watch the TV show 6 Feet Under, Dan?
Yes.
As soon as I heard this song on the finale, I went and downloaded it. I have to admit that I'm probably not alone. I'm sure Sia made it onto a whole lot of iPods after Breathe Me was played in that last episode. They're driving away. Anyway, for those who, like some of us, play the song over and over, want to hear something new from Sia, we're in luck today. She's got a new one out today.
As does the band Marah and Rhonda Vincent and Kate Nash. That's right, folks. It's New Music Tuesday. On the line to guide us through what's new is Andy Langer. When he's not here with us, he's a music columnist for Esquire.
Hey, Andy.
Good morning.
All right. So aside from the 6 Feet Under finale, this is what I know about Sia. She's Australian. Now, she's been kind of moody in some of her past work. But what I listened to on the new release is a whole lot poppier. Is she going to go that Pop-Tart route, or did she go?
Well, that's what they're trying for, or what she's trying for. I mean, the good news here is that sort of the whispery vocals that you get on that Breathe Me, which was her mini breakthrough, and then 07, she used to sing for them, and that was real sort of whispery trip-hop stuff. She's singing here, which is good, and it's, you know, it is her pop crossover, and the idea is she's a little bit of everything to everyone, or at least that's what it seems like she's going for.
Well, let's hear a track from her new disc, Some People Have Real Problems. This is called Day Too Soon. One that you would recommend, Andy?
Yeah. I mean, but here's the deal. I mean, this is being put out by Hear Music, which is the Starbucks label. And does it not sound like something that you'd walk into a Starbucks and hear? I mean, it's a really inoffensive record. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. And she's got a Kinks cover on here. She does I Go to Sleep, which unfortunately makes you feel that way. And, you know, and she's got Beck on two tunes. It's not a bad record. It's not a great record either. And I think it's going to fill, you know, the void of people who are sort of burned out on their Regina Spektor, KT Tunstall records and whatnot. And, you know, they already know her a little, like we said, from the 6 Feet Under. And it's a safe bet.
Andy, we also have Marah. Their new one is Angels of Destruction. We're going to listen to Coughing Up Blood.
String of veins out through the treetops. Summertime, airplane crash, empty my arms of all that pollutes me. I'm a comet, I'm a flash.
Talk to us about these guys.
Well, they're from Philadelphia originally. This is their 6th record. It's a pair of brothers. And they originally were a Springsteen cover band, essentially. They were the Hold Steady before the Hold Steady were cool. you know, they've slowly reinvented themselves, a little less Springsteen, more sort of overtly rootsy. And, you know, there's a big themes on this record. You know, there's religion, redemption, destruction. It's sort of a thematically complex song cycle for what are really just garage band rock songs. And they're a great bar band. I mean, they're a terrific band to see live, and you get the impression listening to this record that it's a good record that's going to make for a great live show.
Hey, is there any brotherly interaction, a la the Kinks and the Davies or the Black Crowes and the Robinson Brothers who don't get along and like to brawl?
Well, they seem to get along because everyone else seems to be leaving the band every couple records.
Oh, really?
But they do both sing and write, and, you know, it's been a revolving door lineup-wise other than the two of them. So that's not always the case with these brother bands because usually one brother splits, but they're there together.
Also out today is the Garden State soundtrack of the moment, and that's the soundtrack to the movie Juno. What did you think of this one?
Well, I mean, I went and saw the movie, you know, like everyone else, and I thought that, you know, the movie was great, and I thought they were trying so hard with the Kimya Dawson soundtrack. She's Moldy Peaches. She's got 5 solo songs on here, 1 Moldy Peaches song, 2 with her band, the Antsy Pants, and then the stars of the movie, the, you know, Michael Cera and Ellen Page, they sing a song in the movie, and it's on the soundtrack. And it feels a little forced.
What did you think as a movie reviewer, Daniel? I mean, you see a ton of films that decide to use music.
It was. I agree with Andy. I think it was a little heavy on the Moldy Peaches, and I think it's weird when you see a movie where one voice dominates that much in the pop music, especially when there's as much pop music used as was in this movie. They take a break for Belle and Sebastian a couple times, but otherwise, yeah, they stick pretty close to it.
Let's listen to a little bit of the Moldy Peaches so you can hear what the gentlemen are talking about.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
I'm an indie film, so I need to have a really talky song so that people can... Okay. Hey, let's move on to Rhonda Vincent. This is a lady who's been playing bluegrass since she was just a little thing. She has won the International Bluegrass Association's Female Vocalist Award 7 times. Are we hearing anything new from Rhonda Vincent?
You don't hear new things on bluegrass records. That's
good point. Good point.
But no, I mean, this is a, you know, she does do actually some new things. I mean, she's a little, you know, her problem right now is she's a little too bluegrass for country, a little too modern country for bluegrass. I mean, there's a Keith Urban duet on here that's terrible, but but when she's really rocking straight ahead bluegrass, she's obviously really impressive.
The album is called Good Thing Going. This is I'm Leaving from Rhonda Vincent.
I'm leaving.
All right, you gotta love a woman who's hosting the Ernest Tubbs Jamboree in a couple days.
Ernest Tubbs.
I'm guessing she's the real deal?
She is the real deal. And unfortunately, nothing's as good as that song we just heard.
Oh.
Nothing else on there. That said, I mean, it's real tough being her because you've got, you know, these bluegrass purists, the people that go to those Ernest Tubb events, you know, they're real sticklers for authenticity. You try to move too far to the left or right of that, and they're gonna throw back and, you know, have a problem. So it's, you know, she's in a tight spot, but it's a pretty solid bluegrass record.
Andy Langer is music columnist for Esquire magazine and our regular music talking guy here on the Bryant Park Project. Hey, Andy, thanks for swinging by.
Thank you.
Any of those making it on your iPod, Daniel?
You know what? There's a lot of bluegrass on my iPod, I got to admit. I don't know if this is going to make it on there, but yeah, there is.
Confessions of a Music Critic as we wind out Dork. This final hour of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. That's Daniel Holloway.
Hi.
Thanks for listening.